there on a visa with something else. Our company has four different mission families that have visas through our company. They all work, I work there full-time, and the other three work there part-time, and then they're involved in other ministries, including house church and other things. And then with our, you know, with any ministry, we love just relational ministry best, getting into people's lives and just speaking the gospel to them through just everyday life situations. And so working with them at our business, we're able to share a lot with them. We've seen several people come to know Christ over the years working at our company. And then we also have the same kind of relationships with our suppliers. We work with a lot of different suppliers, and we've been able also to just speak Christ into their lives as well. And then our company is, we desire to have it as a sending base to even more less reach regions. So our company has done short or long-term projects to send Chinese or American Christians to the border regions with Mongolia and Russia, to North Korea, to the Tibetan regions, and we continue to look for more opportunities to send out just Christian believers who want to share Christ with people around them to areas like that as the business circumstances allow for it.
In addition to that, at our factory, we do a lunchtime prayer time once a week that is totally optional, and it was great. The first prayer time that we had like three of our managers come who are all believers. It was just really nice to see, you know, they had a heart for prayer and starting the week in prayer. And then recently, we've kind of handed that over to them, so we worked our way out of a job, and now they're leading the lunchtime prayer time. And they were really excited. You know, I asked, who wants to lead? And they were like, well, we all do. Let's take turns. So it was really encouraging to see that they wanted to do that. And then one of our managers, she said, well, there's a lot of our coworkers that don't come. So let's ask them before our prayer meeting, how can we pray for you? And say, we're meeting right now to pray. How can we pray for you? And so that's a way that she had proactively, you know, just to go out and reach out to her coworkers. Other ways that we do ministry in life, we had a Tibetan foster daughter for 4.5 years. She's not with us anymore. She moved back to her home just a few months ago. But we'll still keep in touch with her, and so many seeds were planted. And we just have to have faith that eventually those seeds will grow and that she'll make a decision. As of yet, she has not. And then we have a lot of people that we meet with one-on-one. Recently, we've just found that there's such a hunger for how to be a good parent and a need for how to be a good spouse. And they're learning a lot from the West, including divorce is the easy way out, so let's just get divorced. And our kids don't act well, let's just send them off somewhere else for a while and hope that things will be better when they come back. So, you know, we have those opportunities to speak into their lives. And then, you know, God's always teaching you something new, and he's always teaching us something new. And so we have the opportunity to take what God's teaching us and then help them as they grow in their spiritual walk. So we've seen a lot of new believers. Recently, I think it's just been more discipling those who are already believers and helping them to then, you know, how to disciple other people. We have so many stories that we could share with you, but I know that we have other things to do in the service today. So Ryan and the kids will be out back afterwards, and we send out a newsletter, a prayer letter, once a week or every other week right now, sometimes once a month. So if you don't receive that and you'd like to, we'd love to get your email. You can sign up for that. We love knowing that you all are praying for us. There are so many people in this room that pray for us regularly, and I know that you do, and it's so meaningful to us and so important to us. So we definitely see the fruit of it. And some days we feel it. It's just like, I'm having a horrible day. We call them China days. And then suddenly it's just like, we get these blessings from God, and it's like, man, somebody must be praying for us. This is amazing. So thank you.
And my friend and me, my friend and me, they We help a Chinese person that didn't believe in Jesus. We help her believe in Jesus.
That's right, they did.
Let me pray for you. Let me pray for the Shaffet family here. And Father in heaven, thank you so much for the work that you are doing through the Shaffet family. Would you bless them, encourage them, use their business as a means to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Use their lives, use their family, use their kids in the schools to reach out with the good news of great joy that we believe are for all people, including the Chinese. So Father, bless them, encourage them, give them rest even while they're back stateside. I know they're busy, but I pray, Father, that they'd be able to connect with people that love them and support them. And pray, Father, that you would send them back full of your Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. I'm going to invite, we had five students a few weeks ago head off to Summit Ministries in Manitou Springs. And as they're coming up to share, what I want to tell you is we as a congregation supported this in prayer and in finances. Rob Blanks had come to us as an elder board and said, you know, we would like to do these things, send these students off to Summit Ministries. And for some of us, it was, okay, what is Summit Ministries? And so rather than me trying to explain that, I thought, come on up, stage is big. You're all important. And I'm going to move over to the side and you're all going to share. So rather than me trying to give an update, somebody just start off by sharing what is Summit Ministries and stuff like that.
Okay, so for the past 2 weeks, we've been at this Bible camp. It's a Christian Bible camp, and it's called Summit Ministries. And it's what it's supposed to do is prepare us for going into college and going out into the world just to teach us what we need to know. And I don't know, it was a great time. We spent 60 hours in class, 8 hours in open forums, and then another 6 hours in our small groups, and each of those times are enriching. One of the topics that we learned about were the worldviews, and they covered six of the main worldviews, and that really will help us to go out, because now we know how to talk to people, and we can be more personal with people and relate to them so that we can hopefully share our beliefs and some of our ideas. And then out of the classroom, we were able to have a lot of fun. I was able to go hiking a lot, went up Pikes Peak and everything like that, and it was a lot of fun. They also let us play laser tag and then go into Manitou Springs. That's kind of a weird town if you ever get the chance to go there. And then also they gave us a community service day, and that was a lot of fun too. And then just on top of that, it was a great time. I enjoyed. I was able to sit down and have a lunch with some of the speakers, and I really enjoyed that, to be able to talk and ask any question I wanted to some really world-class theologists. And just a special thanks to you guys for sponsoring this. It was life-changing, and it was really helpful.
Hello. I wanted to talk about one of my favorite speakers at Summit. All of them were fabulous. It was so fun to listen to everybody. But my favorite was J. Warner Wallace, and this is his book. It's called God's Crime Scene. And this is really good because he was a cold case detective, and he examines the evidence for a divinely created universe. He spent half of his life as an atheist before he became a Christian. And so it's really neat. In this book, he talks about tons and tons of facts about why God is real and why he created the universe. And it really just helped me improve my faith in God. And I just love all the scientific facts in it. There's a ton of scientific facts.
All right, so I'd like to talk about two of the speakers that we had come in. Each of them were able to impact me through knowing how to engage with people and create a relationship to share your faith with them. So they had a variety of people, one of which was Sean McDowell, and he spent the entire lecture pretending he was an atheist, and he encouraged each of the students to try to defend their faith throughout this lecture. And then at the end of it, he told us, he was like, what was in your heart when you were doing that? Was it malice? Were you wanting to love me to Christ? What were you doing? And that was really great for me to know that our main purpose should be to create those relationships and then to love people and want them to be saved through Christ. Also, we had a man come in. He was homosexual for 20 years, I think. And he had such a unique story. And that's generally something that I don't think we talk about much in the church. So it was really great to be able to hear his point of view and also to have some questions answered about genetics, about experiences, and how a person who is struggling with things like that can come to faith. If you have any questions about anything on those topics, feel free to come to each of us. I'm sure we can help you out.
So the summit experience really impacted me by answering a lot of the questions that I had. Deep questions like, why is human life valuable? Like, where do we come from? And it really gave me satisfactory answers and gave me a coherent Christian worldview. I think this it'll be really valuable as I take it to college, because we're not going to be in a Christian college, at least. So I think, like, us being able to go to college with a Christian worldview that makes sense and being able to combat the other worldviews that we encounter, really, I think that'll be very valuable as we go forward.
Technology is evil. At least, it's become a big part of our life anyway. A big thing that impacted me at Summit was, for one, like, the very first day, they came up to everybody and they were like, all right, you can't touch your phones at all. Like, can't bring them to class, can't do anything, no music, nothing. Everybody for like the first 3 days was like, oh my gosh. Like, it was like taking a kidney away, right? And so like the first 3 days, you know, everybody was struggling, you know, we were kind of like sitting there in our rooms, you know, every little bit like we could, and just like, oh my gosh. And then after the third day, I realized, you know, after having not touched my phone, I was like, this is kind of freeing. People would text me, and I was like, I don't want to talk to you. And so we had a lady come. Her name was Kathy Cook, and she talked about it a lot. And we also had Sean McDowell talked about it, too, with film. And I realized how much technology really influences us and how much it influences our thought process. And so as far as that goes, I felt like that was a huge eye-opener for me because I spent a lot of time on social media. And so as far as that goes, I deleted my Facebook. That was freeing. But I also realized that it, like Lexi said, it keeps people from making personal relationships. And through that, I learned that personal relationships are a lot of people's way to, through Christ. And a lot of people talk, you know, they didn't text people to Christ, you know, like, hey, dude, this Jesus man is awesome. They had a good conversation about it. And a lot of people really enjoy that and come to Christ through that. And that's my biggest takeaway.
And just thank you guys again. None of us would have been able to have this opportunity without your help, and I think that it was definitely worth it, at least for me. I value it. So thank you guys.
So would you guys recommend this to those that are upcoming in the youth group?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Without reservation?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
There's a lot of spots.
Yeah. Make the reservations now. Thank you for sharing. Let me pray for you as you have absorbed a great deal of information. I'm just going to pray that God would allow that to sink in and to leak out in wonderful, beautiful ways of relationships. Father, thank you for these five students who committed 2 weeks of their summer to grow and to learn in their faith so that they can be launched out into college. Father, as Coulter said, none of them are headed to a Christian university, but they are going to a Christian university because Christ will be in them and work through them. So I pray, Father, bless them. Use the knowledge that they have learned in such a powerful way that as they build relationships with students and faculty, the gospel would be preached, lives would be changed, and that you would use these students even now. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for the update. As they are headed down, I'm going to invite our deacons to come forward to receive this morning's offering. We give in a variety of ways. We worship in a variety of ways. And one of the ways that we worship and one of the ways that we give is through our finances. Would you consider giving and giving cheerfully and generously unto the Lord? Let's pray. Father, thank you that you have blessed. You have blessed us in so many ways. And we're here as a response of worship to say thank you for who you are and all that you have done. Would you receive with joy this offering? Would you multiply it and use it for kingdom purposes here in Cedar Edge, in our state, in our country, and even all the way to China with the Chaffetz? We pray, Father, may we be wise stewards of these resources. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.